It's time for Batter Up, the definitive Atlanta Braves podcast with hosts Joe Patrick and Caleb Johnson, giving you exclusive insight into our Braves from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Joe and Caleb.
Welcome into Batter Up on this Wednesday, May 11th. Caleb Johnson in with my co-host Joe Patrick. Joe, we're coming before, I guess we should brace the people, we're coming before tonight's second game against Boston. So we won't know what happens with Ian Anderson, but I don't think that will affect too much of our conversation. However, how you feeling about this team so far since we last spoke last week?
So, Caleb, I wear a sleep tracker, something I got for Christmas this year, and I've had some pretty low scores here recently, and I like to think that the Braves may be one of the reasons why. I've had some restless nights thinking about the Braves and just the struggles of this team. You know, I've talked about it on the radio when I've gone on with some of the shows. I feel like I'm getting more and more pessimistic about this team kind of as the days go by, honestly. It just seems like for every step forward, there are some good things that are happening, and we'll definitely talk about those, but it just seems like for every good thing that happens, there's two things that make you worry, or like two reasons for concern. And so that's just not the way you want to be at, you know, this point in the season, hitting the middle of May. I remember those Braves teams in the 90s. I feel like this is always the time of year where they would just start going on runs, and they would win 20 games in the month of May, 20 games in June. It doesn't feel like that's going to happen. In 2019, they kind of got off to a similar start, and right around this time when Austin Riley came up and Ronald Acuña moved back in that leadoff position, they went off. Maybe that will happen, but it's hard to see that right now. There's just a lot of kind of sputtering parts on this team. And right now, that's overall for me. There's just too many areas of vulnerability that leave you open to losing games, that makes for a very inconsistent team that isn't going to be able to string those wins together.
Yeah, there's something that I was literally just talking with you about before we got recording, which was, you know, kind of how are you feeling about this team? And obviously, you know, you're starting to come to my side of
the dark side. Yeah. We'll call it the dark side.
Yeah, you know, I've joked in the past about, you know, essentially being a bit of an Eeyore about this team. And it feels like I'm right back there again, where there's a couple of things happening. It's just there's not any specific place that I can really go to right now to get excited about this team. And then at the same time, the Braves aren't playing too many exciting games.
Mm-hmm. That's true too. Yep.
I think, you know, at least
there hasn't been a moment this year.
No,
you know,
it hasn't happened yet. I mean, you get some really good wins, especially in this last week. No doubt, getting two. Yeah. From the Brewers, who I think the Brewers are, I mean, we faced them last year in the playoffs. I think they're going to be another playoff team again this year.
I agree.
To get two wins out of them, great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
However, there was just never anything that made me go, yeah, this is it. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, there are moments where I see on social media people convincing themselves of like, okay, you know, Braves are going to figure this thing out, or all they need is X to happen, or whatever it may be. And it's like, yeah, but that still hasn't happened yet. And I know, Joe, I know that we are stuck with this whole conversation of essentially until the Braves are statistically out of the playoffs, fans are going to go, do you remember last year, though? I mean, they turned it around, and
is what concerns me. This is what concerns me, because I feel like people are kind of relying on that a little bit too much. Like, I feel like people are not really considering the fact that what happened last year was a complete and total anomaly, not just in the way that the Braves were able to turn around their season in the snap of fingers, just like turn on a dime like that. And honestly, I kept on saying this on the radio last year. I was doubtful on the Braves' chances, and I was saying if they want to win 90 games, which you would think, you know, you need to do to make the playoffs, they're all of a sudden going to have to turn into the best team in baseball today, you know, and like from starting today, they're going to need to be the best team in baseball just to win 90 games. Turned out they only had to win 88 games to still win the division kind of going away. But yeah, you just cannot rely on what happened last year to bail you out of this season. It's not going to play out that way. I firmly think the Mets are a much better team, like just a much more solid team up and down than they were last year. I do not see them fading away like they did. And so the Braves can't waste this time, you know, like they've got to be making progress in fighting their way up the standings and, you know, getting that record as good as it can possibly be. And I feel like there's just this air. And, you know, of course, like Brian Snicker's not thinking this way. I'm sure the players are not thinking this way either. They want to win every single game they go out there and play. There just seems to be a sense around the team. And I think a lot of this is just, I'm just kind of reflecting what I sense in the fan base, especially, is that there's time, you know, it's okay. Don't want to be too hard on these guys because it's a long season, et cetera, et cetera. We know all that, but the rubber does meet the road at some point, and you don't want the rubber to meet the road when you're kind of on the wrong side of that.
Yeah, I think, you know, part of it, it's like the stringing wins together. You talked about you previous teams of putting some consecutive streaks together. I was trying to remember. I saw something earlier today. That's it. Okay. Give Chris Willis his credit over at Battery Power.
Shout out Chris Willis.
Yeah, does great work. The Braves are one of eight clubs that have yet to have a three-game winning streak this season. One of eight. Cubs, Reds, Tigers, A's, Red Sox, Pirates, Nationals. All of those teams, I'm not really expecting to make the playoffs, and if they do, it would be a surprise. That's not the company that you want to be keeping in May. And for, you know, for everyone out there who's on the, you just got to believe, and, you know, I mean, it can turn this, you're right, it can happen. And what it would be is miraculous, legendary, and darn near impossible. But they can do it. It's just, and I think it's when you start going into the specifics, Joe, of like this past season,